At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Tax bill is more about keeping political promises to billionaires than about creating opportunity for everyday folks.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Minnesota Senator Al Franken insists he's not going to resign over the sexual misconduct allegations as he finally broke his silence yesterday in select media interviews. Franken said he was embarrassed and ashamed. He told Minnesota Public Radio,
"I'm someone who, you know, hugs people. And I've learned from these stories that in some of these encounters I've crossed a line for some women."
Franken says he looks forward to returning to work today. New this morning, Britain's Prince Harry and American actress Meghan Markle are engaged.
Markle, a 35-year-old, will make history as the first American, the first actress, and the first biracial person to join the British royal family, most likely as a royal duchess with the title of Her Royal Highness.
Correspondent TJ Coutini. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,558, the NASDAQ at 68,89. Sports, college basketball, the 15th-ranked Maryland women win again. NFL, the Eagles win. The late game, the Steelers beat the Packers. The Wizards and Caps both idle. WMAL News Time 704 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Ready, set, holiday with Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Coffees. Get your holiday spirits soaring like Rudolph with a peppermint mocha latte or a brown sugar cinnamon iced macchiato. Try one today and set your mood to merry. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Woodbridge 95 northbound as you come up to Route 1. Looks like the right lane blocked with the crash, so that's why we're bogging down quite slow through that stretch as you push north on 95 out of Dale City. Now beyond, a little bit of volume in Newington, and you break free up to either loop of the Capitol Beltway, so that checks out fine. Beltway Maryland, we're busy. Inner loop of the Beltway trying to get through Silver Spring to College Park with the closure of the exit ramp still to go north on 95. It's not accessible. Had the accident with the overturned on that ramp. So coming around, oh boy, almost back near George Avenue. Get ready for the brake lights up ahead. If your destination is to go north on 95 and you need to get in the northbound stretch, go ahead and bypass that exit, which is closed, over to Route 1 or BW Parkway. Southbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Laurel, south past 197. Very slow. Please tell me, though, that crash now to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With sunshine, any clouds around this morning will go away. We'll make it up to 59 later. Tonight, mainly clear, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, 61. And on Wednesday, more sun than clouds. Highs will be in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Leesburg, 36 in La Plata, 38 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. There's going to be another royal wedding next spring. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Trevor Mattis joins us at 7:35 this morning to discuss the Washington Redskins season ahead as they take that Thanksgiving game against the New York Giants. 8:05, Steve Moore will break down the latest in the tax debate, maybe give us some insight into where it's headed. And I've also got some other news I want to talk to him about. He became a bit of a lightning rod last week when I asked him about that. And then at 8:35, Josh Krauscher from National Journal will join us to talk about what's happening in Congress as they get back to work following this Thanksgiving break. I'm Vince Colonnais, alongside the excellent Mary Walter. Good morning.
And joining us right now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, happy Cyber Monday. How are you?
You bet. Good morning.
Well, let's talk about this news that John Conyers said yesterday that he was going to step down from his post as the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee. Is this the Democrats' way of ushering him out the door? Are we going to see him just slowly fade away?
Hard to tell. He's an old codger, been around for a long time. Nancy Pelosi described him as an icon. He's more like an irritant than an icon. But, you know, the bottom line is he has stepped down, quote, voluntarily as the ranking minority member of the House Judiciary Committee, which has jurisdiction over statutes involving sexual harassment. This is the beginning of a process. Who knows what's going to happen to him? The Democrats, as you know, can defend anything by anybody when it involves power. They care about power. That's all they care about. Their moral compass is gone. It's been gone for years. Just watching Nancy Pelosi yesterday on Meet the Press was like watching slow death. It was just an embarrassment.
I know. All of a sudden, she sounds like Antonin Scalia. She's like a constitutional lawyer for due process.
Yeah. Due process is the Democrats' answer to a scandal. They never, ever care about the substance. It's always about how you wiggle out of it. All you have to do is look at Clinton and impeachment. I mean, talk about people who have no moral compass, as James Comey used to say. They are it. They are it. The Democrats are an embarrassment. And listening to Al Franken issue his phony apology, who else would he go on with? NPR, National Public Radio. Boy, he went on with the toughest questioners he could find. National Public Radio.
Yeah, some government-subsidized broadcasting broadcast this apology.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about a sticky issue in Washington, D.C. that you, I'm sure, have clarity on. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau this morning, as it opens, is expected to potentially have two acting directors, one appointed by the departing Richard Cordray, the other appointed by the President of the United States on Friday. How will this be resolved?
Well, just remember what this is about. Congress enacted this law as part of Dodd-Frank, the Democrats did, under Obama. It is an unconstitutional agency. It has no right to exist as it has been established. The D.C. Circuit has regularly suggested that it is an unconstitutional agency. This is a constitutional battle between the President of the United States, who under the Vacancies Act has appointed Mick Mulvaney, who has previously been confirmed by the United States Senate and is therefore eligible under the Vacancies Act to act as an acting director of any federal agency, and it's the President versus Richard Cordray, who appointed his chief of staff to be the acting director until a new director of CFPB is confirmed by the Senate. The President should win this battle. The D.C. Circuit, as you know, was packed by Obama with liberals, so he may lose or win an early round. Ultimately, the Supreme Court will support the President. But in the meantime, if a federal judge issues a temporary restraining order because of the suit filed by Leandra English, the current acting director under Richard Cordray's appointment, then that'll have to go to the D.C. Circuit. The bottom line is very simple here.
Right.
This is an unconstitutional agency. The President has the power of appointment. This is Marbury versus Madison all over again, the first case that established judicial review by the Supreme Court. So the President's going to win. Now, remember, this woman who claims to be the acting director is represented by her own lawyer. The President is represented by the Department of Justice. Mick Mulvaney will show up today at the CFPB, and I predict he will be with U.S. Marshals accompanying him. And if anyone gets in their way when he tries to get into that office, they're going to be arrested.
Yeah,
this is going to be a wonderful, dramatic moment. If Mulvaney is not accompanied by U.S. Marshals, shame on the President.
And it'll force the D.C. Circuit Court to have to deal with that question of constitutionality pretty quickly.
This is now it's an inescapable issue that they must confront.
And how long is all this going to take? How long does it take if it does have to go to the Supreme Court, if the D.C. Court...
This can all be expedited. The phony acting director, Leandra English, sought a TRO yesterday from a federal D.C. court. That court must rule almost immediately, and then there's an immediate... The department can immediately deal with that and seek to set it aside and appeal. The circuit will have to move quickly because this involves who has the right to run an agency. But to me, the fascinating part of this story is what happens when Mulvaney shows up. Are the doors locked? Does he get up to the floor where the office is? And is he accompanied by U.S. Marshals, which under the law he should be, because he is the president's appointee, and he has the right to have armed access to his office. This, to me, is the moment when he goes to that building. The court case is fascinating, but it's an easy call. The president wins. What's fascinating is what happens when he gets to the building.
Well, we could be minutes away from finding out the answer to that question because, you know, the working day is starting. Let me ask you about Mike Flynn, the former National Security Advisor to the President of the United States. He is in a situation now where he is separated from the Trump legal team entirely. The media make a lot of speculation on what that means. What do you believe it means?
I have no idea. I mean, if I were Mike Flynn, I'd be trying to make a deal, given his exposure both in Turkey, on his work for Turkey, and his work for the Russians, which was unreported. No FARA registration, no reports to the DOD people, which is required by law. I don't think Mike Flynn is a knowing criminal, and if I were his lawyers, I'd try to get a deal where he gets probation for any violations of law. I have no idea what types of conversation he and President-elect Trump had concerning Russia or anything else, but you know what? It doesn't matter. The president is clean as a whistle on this, and I really hope that Robert Mueller is not going to embarrass himself and this two-bit office of special counsel created unnecessarily by the Justice Department gets close to thinking about charging a president of the United States, because they'll be, I mean, it's just ludicrous. But I think Flynn is in some trouble. But he's not a criminal, and he shouldn't be treated that way. And if he wants to do a deal, good for him.
You know, it seems like Mueller keeps on pursuing a little prosecuted turn here, which is these Foreign Agent Registration Act crimes. And so far, we've seen it happen already with Paul Manafort, and it looks like Mike Flynn could be in for another one.
Oh, it also looks like Anthony Podesta could be in front of one as well. The Podesta firm, as you know, has closed. Podesta was deep in representing Ukrainian interests, which were the representations were potentially illegal. His firm has shut down. This isn't over, although I must tell you the Foreign Agents Registration Act has never been enforced by the Justice Department to speak of, except in the most egregious cases. Whether or not these cases warrant that is really a political question, not a legal question. But Mueller's using what he has, and that's too bad, because that's what's wrong with special counsels.
All right, Joe DeGeneva, as always, thank you very much for clearing things up for us and giving us a preview of some potential drama this morning at the CFPB.
Just watch that front door.
We're going to be keeping our eyes on it. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, not in our favor. The Beltway, Maryland through Silver Spring and into College Park. On the exit ramp to go north on 95, that's where we're dealing with the overturned vehicle incident. Northbound, that exit ramp has been closed to go north on 95. They were trying to get the right lane to get by, but I'm looking at this in the cameras. Looks like, again, everyone stopped at that exit. In the backups at University Boulevard, we have a crash, and that is reported to be along the right side. So overall, as you come out of Bethesda, watch for this unusual backup, George Avenue over to 95, north on Route 1, north on the BW Parkway. Those work as options for you. Southbound Baltimore Washington Parkway hung up through the Laurel interchanges between 198 and 197 due to the crash on the southbound side. That crews tell me was put to the shoulder, but still very slow. 66, here we come. We're bunched up in Manassas, in Centerville, Fair Oaks, but it's just been about the volume. In Woodbridge, the crash north on 95 as you come up to the exit for Route 1 along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, some clouds this morning will give way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon, a high of 59 degrees. Tonight, we'll get some clear skies with a low of 38. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high of 61 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 39. 717 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
All right, you heard Joe DiGenova talking about John Conyers and Nancy Pelosi. I want to play for you what Nancy Pelosi had to say yesterday on Meet the Press about John Conyers. Remember, John Conyers is accused by some former staffers of sexual harassment. Some of that, you know, paid out secret settlements using the taxpayer money in order to put to make these things go away. All this news breaking, and now there's calls, including from some Democrats, for Conyers to resign. Nancy Pelosi, who of course runs the Democratic side of the House, was asked about this yesterday by Chuck Todd. Listen to the way she answers this question. Very different than the way that she's treated Roy Moore and the allegations against him in Alabama.
You said there's now a zero tolerance.
Yes.
John Conyers. What does that mean for him right now?
Let's say
in or out.
We are strengthened by due process. Mm-hmm. Just because someone is accused, and was it one accusation? Is it two? I think there has to be. John Conyers is an icon in our country. He has done a great deal to protect women. Violence Against Women Act, which the left wing, right wing is now quoting me as praising him for his work on that, and he did great work on that. But the fact is, as John reviews his case, which he knows, which I don't, I believe he will
Why
do.
Don't you?
I believe that
well,
he will.
How is it that
excuse
you
me,
don't?
May I finish my
sure,
sentence?
Sure.
That he will do the right thing.
What, and is the right thing what? Resign?
He will do the right thing in terms of what he knows about his situation, that he's entitled to due process, but women are entitled to due process right. as well.
But he got it. He took advantage of a situation where he had the rules of Congress, and I know you guys want to change these rules, right. but he got to hide his settlement. He got to, yeah, his
well,
accusers had to go through all sorts of craziness. So why is he entitled to new due process
in this case? No, we are talking about what we have heard. I've asked the Ethics Committee to review that.
Yeah.
He has said he'd be open. It will cooperate.
Do you believe
with
the accusers?
Review. Excuse me?
Do you believe John Conyers is accused?
I don't know who they are. Do you? They have not really come forward. And that gets
so you. You don't know if you believe the accusations?
Well, that's for the Ethics Committee to review. But I believe he understands what is at stake here, and he will do the right thing.
Uh-huh. Due process. That's what Nancy Pelosi wants all of a sudden. She's called Roy Moore a child molester.
Yeah, every time we play Nancy Pelosi, we should have some kind of circus music in the background.
Yeah.
Because she twists and turns and does such incredible verbal gymnastics. It's actually quite interesting to listen to. And it is impressive when she gets behind the mic and she doesn't want to answer questions. She does do a wonderful job at not answering questions.
Well, she's not alone in balking at questions of his resignation. Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who's been at the forefront of supposedly going after sexual harassment in Congress, also sitting back on calling on for John Conyers to resign just yet.
Do you believe the allegations against Representative Conyers and agree that he should step down as a result?
I think that the allegations are very serious, and that's why the Ethics Committee needs to move very swiftly, not wait years, but very swiftly, staff up if necessary to determine whether or not those allegations are accurate. And if they're accurate, I do believe that Congressman Conyers should step down.
So you can't say at this moment whether you believe them?
Well, I don't think we know. I think that that's why the Ethics Committee needs to be brought in. I think we are presumed innocent until proven guilty. And while this is not a court of law, it's the court of public opinion, I do think that they are very serious.
All right, so she's sitting back. This is a due process thing again. You have Jackie Speier again calling for due process because she agrees with the guy. He shares her politics. Therefore, he deserves his day in court. That's her position.
Oh, but again, this is nothing new. I don't think this is new to anyone from the outside looking in. And I know people on both sides who can be intellectually honest about this and absolutely will admit that, well, yeah, people are being partisan. You know, remember when it was politically expedient for Bill Clinton to be believed and for all of, you know, for him to become the president, those women were degraded. They were thrown aside. There were horrible things said about them. We didn't believe the accusers at all. And a matter of fact, we shamed those accusers.
Well,
but now that it's expedient for the Clintons to, we don't need them anymore on the Democrat side. So now all of a sudden, you know, they should be believed. This is a game of obviously partisan politics.
That's right. Well, if there's a quick way to assess partisanship in Washington, D.C., it's to have a sex scandal within your own party and then watch how people react to it. Right now, 722 WML.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule. On campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
Running a small business can be demanding. The more you grow, the more you have to coordinate. There's more inventory, more employees, more customers. That's why small business owners need more from their internet service. The GigSpeed network from Comcast Business gives you more, with speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. That means powering more employees on multiple devices, more video conferencing, and more downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, when you get fast internet with download speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second, you can add TV and phone for your business for just $24.90 more per month. Comcast is building America's largest GigSpeed network to give small businesses more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.comcast.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares up to 1 gigabit per second to 50 megabits per second downloads.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. In case you missed it, a little bit of change this morning on Metro Rail. No trains between Silver Spring and Port Totten and the Tacoma Station closed. Now, this four-mile stretch of railway closed for the Capital Improvement Project until December 10th. So you need to plan accordingly, and limited shuttle bus service available in that area. On to the roads we go. Dale City, Virginia, 95 North. Very slow to get up into Woodbridge, but it looks like everything's over to the right shoulder involved in the crash. I still see some flashing lights, but all of the through lanes open, so a little bit of relief there. On the Maryland Beltway, struggling here. Silver Spring, College Park area. Inner loop delays backing near Georgia Avenue now. We normally don't have an inner loop morning rush hour slowdown, but this morning jammed from Georgia Avenue to 95. We're on that exit ramp. Looks like they're trying to let that right lane get by the crash again. So very slowly to exit to go north on 95. In the Forestville area, outer loop near Route 4, that crash had been put to the shoulder. And now right as you pass Route 5 in the backups, that's where the crash reported. So busy in that stretch as well. to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet. Use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast around early. Other than that, we are in excellent shape in terms of travel weather as we move on through today. We'll continue to see plenty of sunshine breaking out, 59 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 39 degrees, 727 on WMAL. My goodness, listen to this. Alex Ovechkin, of course, the Capitals star, is now at the center of some new controversy. This is a real headline from the Washington Post from 2 days ago. Alex Ovechkin is one of Putin's biggest fans. The question is, why? Well, I don't know if the Washington Post knows this. Get ready for this. Alex Ovechkin is Russian. he's a Russian who plays in the National Hockey League. He's, like, you know, obviously very successful. He's not an American diplomat. He's a Russian player playing in the United States. He's got a personal relationship with Putin, yes. The Washington Post explores it. They're like, he even has his personal cell phone number. Wow. So it's a very thorny subject, apparently, that he has to play for Washington and is a Putin loyalist. He recently launched a website that was like that he announced on Instagram. It's like Putin Team, and it's basically for people who support Putin and his goals, whatever they might be. Deadspin making fun of the Washington Post for this with a headline, is Alex Ovechkin, dun, 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 a Russian agent? Anyway, so congratulations, Washington Post. I realize you realize that he's a Russian agent, but you wrote the story anyway. And here's to you. I'm going to pour one out for you today.
No, I just want to say they're the same people who would ask an American, how can you support Donald Trump?
Yeah. Try that. Yeah, go to Russia. You support Trump? 729 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here, and why don't you do what I did this holiday season and give yourself the gift of sight from Witten Laser Eye. What better time with big savings for many patients, as you may be able to save up to 30% by using the tax-free dollars in your health savings accounts. Dr. Mark Witten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at wittenlasereye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's wittenlasereye.com. At Witten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
Join the American Pops Orchestra as they host the holidays at the theater at MGM National Harbor, Friday, December 15th at 8 p.m. This special performance will be conducted by Luke Frazier and features special appearances from Rumor Willis, Leah Delaria from Orange is the New Black, Mobley and DC's own favorite Broadway stars. They'll be performing holiday classics, including White Christmas, Santa Baby, and Merry Christmas, Darling. Tickets start at $55 and can be purchased on MGMNationalHarbor.com. Reserve your tickets now.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we'll talk to Trevor Maddich about what's left in the Redskins season and their chances of making the playoffs here. And also, some royal wedding news today. I'll tell you why I'm so upset about it. 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Who's in charge at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau? That's the big question today after Leandra English, who was appointed to be acting director by the outgoing agency chief, filed suit to block President Trump from installing his own pick to temporarily lead the agency. A major stretch of the eastern leg of the Red Line is shut down for 2 weeks for track work. No trains are operating today between Silver Spring and Fort Totten stations. The shutdown runs through Sunday, December 10th. The Virginia State Board of Elections decides today whether to certify the results of the 28th District House race, and their decision could determine which party will control the Virginia House. The certification vote was postponed from last week, and if it doesn't happen today, Virginia Republicans plan to file a lawsuit to force the Board of Elections to act. Minnesota Senator Al Franken has broken his silence after being swept into the nationwide tide of sexual harassment allegations. Franken said on Minnesota Public Radio,
"I'm going to go forward. I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to be held accountable, and I'm going to try to be productive in the way I speak about this."
Congress is back this week with lots of work to do. A deadline for extending government funding is near, and some have begun to voice fears of a government shutdown. And Britain's Prince Harry is engaged. He and American actress Meghan Markle are planning to marry next June. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,558, the NASDAQ at 68,89. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Eagles, the only NFC East team in action Sunday, win again. The late game goes to the Steelers. College basketball, the Maryland women win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has great deals on gift ideas to bring smiles to everyone on your list. Electronic gifts like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, or streaming devices and smart home solutions, even board games like Monopoly. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles at Staples.
Join us at the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show this weekend. You'll see more diamonds and jewelry than ever. Best of all, we're giving once-a-year reductions and huge savings. When? This weekend only. Where? Mervis Diamond Importers in Tysons. With gorgeous Mervis styles, we offer diamonds, rings, bracelets, and ear studs at affordable prices. Save up to 40%. Don't miss the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show. Mervis Diamond Importers, this weekend only. Financing is available. Full details and registration at mervisdiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, talking with my friend and coworker, JJ, who's been on the program for a full month now. Okay, yep. JJ, what's the one-month report card?
18 pounds in 1 month.
That's phenomenal.
I've lost 3% body fat, but most importantly, I feel like I'm finally in control of my health and my eating habits again. I told my counselor last time I was there, it feels like my willpower woke up.
That's really something. And every week when you get your body composition analysis, there's always good news of some kind. And it's so empowering to build on that good news week after week.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome, and I would encourage anybody else who's maybe been hearing these ads and thinking about EMP 180, you can do it. The structure, the support, the food, the technology, literally success is waiting for you. If I can do it, you can do it. Wake up your willpower today with EMP 180.
Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner, and now their new location in Rockville, EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Toll Road, that's the latest trouble spot we have right now coming inbound. Eastbound Toll Road, just as you pass 286. That's the Fairfax County Parkway. So watch for everyone coming through Herndon and Reston through that stretch. Westbound side, you're fine. Virginia 95 North and Woodbridge, crash over to the right shoulder. Still see the arrow board there, just indicating be careful, caution, as you head that through that area of Woodbridge. It looks like travel lanes are open again. On the Maryland Beltway, boy, struggle. It's been through Silver Spring, and the delays continue, and the cleanup of the crash continues. Interloop exit ramp to go north on 95. It's tricky to get over to those lanes and get onto that exit ramp. We had an overturn. Now it's the right lane of that exit that is accessible on that ramp. albeit jammed coming around from George Avenue. Outer Loop from 95 to George Avenue. That's also slow with the morning travels. And in Laurel, southbound BW Parkway between 198 and 197 below speed. The crash after 197 on the BW. That was over to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast around early. Other than that, we are in excellent shape in terms of travel weather as we move on through today. We'll continue to see plenty of sunshine breaking out, 59 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Woodbridge, 33 in Beltsville, 39 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
All right, good morning. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall. Steve Moore is going to join us at 8:05 this morning. He's an economist, also works with the Trump campaign on tax issues, still advising the White House on tax issues, and hopefully he can give us some insight into what's coming down the pike this week. And at 8:35, Josh Krauscher is going to tell us all about what's going on as Congress comes back to work. He's dealing with a lot of drama there. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
That music can mean one thing, and one thing only. It's WMAL's Redskins analyst, Trevor Maddich. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
And it's a good morning this morning after that game on Thanksgiving. What did the Redskins do this time that they had been failing to do in the previous losses? They beat the Giants. What clicked this time?
Well, there were two things. The first one is that they got to play the Giants. The Giants are woeful, and unfortunately, they can't put the Giants in a box and play them every week for the rest of the season, but it helped to be able to face a team that was struggling. The second thing they did was failed to beat themselves. In three of their losses in recent weeks, actually four of them, the Redskins actually had plays there to make without the opponent able to influence it. It was just a pass in their hands, or it was a penalty to not make, and they went ahead and blew it. And that's the reason they lost the games. In this game, they didn't make the plays that blew the game for them. And that's a huge difference, because in the NFL, people talk about winning a football game, but more games are lost than they are won, because you blow it rather than the other team make something great happen. In this game, the Redskins didn't blow it, and that made all the difference.
You know, as I was watching this, the first half was frustrating. I mean, imagine this is probably the case for a lot of people. You know, you just had a big turkey dinner and you're settling in to watch some football, and you get a first half of football where it's virtually scoreless the entire time. And I was curious, you know, you talk about that disparity between a New York Giants football team that can barely win a football game and a Redskins team that just barely loses games so far this year, which looks like a talented team through and through. Why did it take so long for the Redskins to click against the Giants this week?
I don't know, tryptophan, maybe? I'm not sure what they had for pregame meal. But as that first half was going on, I was thinking, okay, the combination of tryptophan in this game means that anybody who has this game on right now is already sound asleep anyway. So hopefully they'll wake up by the fourth quarter, and hopefully the Redskins will do something good. But you're right. It was, a case of both teams knowing that they were playing a team that had a lot of flaws, and both teams trying to not make a mistake that would give the other team an edge. And when that happens, you have a low-scoring first half. And so I think that's the biggest reason. But I've got no problem with that. I mean, football is a very strategic game. And sometimes you play for field position for a long time before the score breaks loose.
Well, the Redskins right now are 5-6, but there's still a playoff picture, which is that they still have a chance at this wild card. You know, what needs to happen as they go ahead? Obviously, some winning.
Well, yeah, they need to win out, first of all. If they win out, then they'll have 10 wins. Now, that's easy to talk about, hard to do, except in recent years, the Redskins have gone on those kinds of winning streaks a lot, where they won their last six games or the last eight games to get into contention or even to get into the playoffs. Right now, there's two teams that are ahead of them in the wild card race that really matter the most. One is Seattle at 7-4. Now, the Redskins at 5-6. Seattle at 7-4. Now, the Redskins beat Seattle, so the Seahawks would have to fall back into a tie with the Redskins, and the Redskins would have the tiebreaker. But having, you know, two more wins than the Redskins do right now, that's a tough thing to happen. The next team is Carolina. They're 8-3. Now, that's three wins ahead of the Redskins, and I don't think they'll catch Carolina. So really, it's Seattle that they're chasing. And there's other teams. There's about three other teams that are also chasing Seattle that are either 6-5 or 5-6. So the Redskins are in the thick of it, but you need to root against the Seahawks, or even winning out might not help.
All right, so you got your homework here. Root against the Seahawks for one, and then hope the Redskins can win all these games. That leads to this week. We have Thursday Redskins at Cowboys. They go two Thursday games in a row now. What's to look out for in that game?
Well, what's to look out for is that this is a different Cowboys team. Last time they had Ezekiel Elliott at running back, who's one of the best in the league, who still had not been suspended for off-field issues. He was fighting that suspension with his lawyers, and each week the judges kept saying, now he can play this week. Well, finally, his appeals ran out, and he is now suspended. And it's a different team. Zach Brown, the Redskins linebacker, gave them some bulletin board material, but he's kind of right when he said that without Zeke Elliott, they don't have the speed to be able to really hurt you with a sudden burst. Alfred Morris will be the main running back, who used to be with the Redskins. And everybody loves Alfred. He's a great guy. He's a good back, but he's not Zeke. And Zach Brown said this, quote, he's more stiff. He's not going to see the cuts like Zeke sees the cuts. And when he makes the cuts, it might take him some time, close quote. Wow. Well, compared to Zeke, that's correct. But I tell you what, Alfred will come in on fire. So, but still, without Ezekiel Elliott, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has been a completely different guy. And so this will be a different Cowboys team than the one that beat the Redskins at home earlier in the season.
All right, and that's a game you can hear right here on WMAL. That game starts at 8:25 this Thursday. Trevor Maddich, thanks as always for giving us the breakdown.
Thanks, Vince. Thanks, Mary.
All right, talk to you soon. 7:43 here on WMAL.
I appreciate your putting the straightforward truth out there.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
So you made the decision to sell your home, and now you need to find a real estate agent that you can trust to put you first, obviously. So look no further. Call Frank Prindle. Call Frank Prindle at Frank Prindle & Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. He's a West Point graduate and military veteran, and he uses a system for selling homes that really does create more demand, and it gets your home sold faster. And, by the way, for more money than the average local agent. Curt and Don of Alexandria, for instance, had a rental property that they wanted to sell as is. So Frank evaluated their home's condition. He established a plan, and their home sold within 1 week at $11,000 above list. That's exactly what you want. You see, there's no risk to working with him. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it himself, guaranteed. That's why, in addition to Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Sean Hannity, and he's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent that you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil Super Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Oil Filter for just $26.99. Plus, buy any oil change special with a Purolator Filter and upgrade to a Purolator 1 for just $2. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Includes filters up to $7.99.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway slows each direction to Georgia Avenue, but why? On the inner loop, that's unusual backup. That takes you the entire stretch around to exit onto northbound 95. That's where the flatbed truck that was hauling two cars, the flatbed part overturned, so they're still dealing with the cleanup, but one lane now gets by on that exit ramp. So you still need to plan coming out of Bethesda to Silver Spring with this unusual tie-up to get into College Park. Outer loop topside from 95 to George Avenue slow. This inner loop delay also puts the pressure coming through Adelphi on northbound New Hampshire Avenue, especially trying to get up onto the Capitol Beltway. Virginia coming through Herndon and Reston on the toll road. The crash eastbound inbound toll road after the exit for 286, the Fairfax County Parkway. They're trying to get all that to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Excellent start here to a new work week. It's a full week this week. A lot of clouds around this morning in places, otherwise clear, and then sunny for most of us through most of the day, 59. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 39 degrees, 746 on WMAL. All right, some news for you this morning. Prince Harry and American Meghan Markle are engaged. Meghan Markle is an actor, an actress rather, and a model. And they're engaged, and they're set to be married in spring of 2018. This is according to Kensington Palace. And, you know, I gotta say, this is upsetting for a number of reasons. Yes, you know, you want people to be joyful. Yes, you want people to get married. You want people to be happy. But why are we giving away a hot American woman? Didn't we fight a revolution over this?
No, I'm pretty sure that's not what the revolution was about.
We fought for independence. It is, and we fought for especially religious independence in many ways. And by the way, it feels like something of a religious item that we just that we honor hot women the way they deserve to be honored. I will say this. We have a hotness trade deficit going on right now. We just gave away Meghan Markle to the British Empire, and meanwhile we're being asked to take on like every refugee on the planet. I think for now maybe we could get a good deal, right? I mean, we've got Melania Trump, that was good, right? But and you know, and then they decided, okay, well, they're going to marry the one hot British person, Kate Middleton. They got her, and then they're like, you know, we need to go out to other countries and take their women, and they're taking Meghan Markle. What is the deal here? Am I crazy? Am I crazy to think that this is a national resource that's worth protecting? That this is worse than selling off 20% of our uranium to the Russians? That we shouldn't be giving away all of the hot women we have? Like, that's a precious resource. Let's keep them in the United States.
We've infiltrated the royals. Look at it that way.
You think she's a double agent?
No, because Prince Harry will never be prince. He's like sixth in line.
Well, he's still prince. He'll never be king, right?
I mean, he'll never be king, exactly. He'll never be king. He'll always be prince. He's never going to be king. He is, I believe, sixth in line now once...
You're making my argument. Think about this. So now we're giving her away to a pointless position. He's like fifth or sixth in line to the crown. He's never going to get it. Unless the two of them are orchestrating some really nefarious plan, there's no chance that he gets the crown. So we've given her up to a valueless position. She merely gets to be in photography as they go out in public.
It's the best position ever. She gets she gets a title. She gets all the trappings of being a royal.
Uh-huh.
You know, she gets the jewelry. She gets the fun dresses. She gets to go out and live the high life with, I have to tell you, Prince Harry's not a bad-looking dude. He's kind of hot-looking.
What do we get, though, Mary? What do we get out of this? What does the American public get out of this, giving away hot women to the British Empire?
Look at it this way. Maybe they gave away a hot prince to us. Don't you think in England right now having the conversation, why did we give prince away to America? What is wrong? What do we get out of this?
I hope we got a hot prince. That'd be totally worth it, wouldn't it?
Well, you're worried about them getting a hot American woman. I mean, look at it on the same level. And I have to tell you, I, for one, am excited. During the last royal wedding with Kate and William, my friends and I got up early. We all came, we had a party in our pajamas. We wore tiaras. And we had a wonderful brunch watching it. So I'm excited.
Oh, my goodness. You Anglophiles.
Do not rain on my parade, you.
You Anglophiles. You're just sucking up to the British crown.
I love it.
We fought a revolution for this, Mary. And now it seems our memory is not long enough. We don't remember. So therefore, we're saying, you know what? Take our hot women. This is the worst of all outcomes. I object on behalf of the entire country. And if I have a chance, I'll be standing inside that wedding and screaming on behalf of America. I object.
It's going to be like The Graduate all over again.
7:50 on WMAL.
Whoa, Nelly. Have you seen the long-range forecast?
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air.
Don't kill the messenger now. But even the woolly worms are saying that this year could break all the records for snowfall and cold temperatures. Come January, or maybe sooner, we're going to hear that old refrain, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I shoulda known. I could have done something sooner. I would have had my furnace system replaced. If only I'd have known it was going to break down. Don't ignore the warning signs. High utility bills, lots of repairs, and hey, age! It's so easy to get a no-obligation estimate from one of my stand-up guys from Snell. We'll tell you all about our top-name brands, financing, rebates, expert installation, and you'll have years of comfort ahead. You could take your chances this winter with shoulda, coulda, woulda, or be smart, proactive, and warm with my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Okay, first, we were giving you a great discount on fences, decks, and pavers. And to be honest, those were some pretty sweet deals. But why stop there? Our prices have gone from low to lower to lowest. Long Fence is now offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate.
Everything we do makes a difference.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
I love investing in American businesses.
Tomorrow, Marcus Lemonis spends his own money.
Unfortunately, on paper, you're out of business.
To save small businesses.
I've agreed to invest $3 million, and I will be 100% in charge.
This is going to be tough for you.
I'm up for the challenge.
New season, new possibilities.
Do you believe in your company?
Yes.
Prove it to me. Let's go to work.
Marcus Lemonis is The Profit. All new tomorrow, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
7:53 now. Let's see how your money is doing. We'll check in with the CNBC News Desk and Landon Dowdy. Good morning.
Actually, this morning it's Contessa Brewer.
Well, hello, Contessa.
Nice to hear you this morning. Stock futures have turned slightly lower on this Cyber Monday. You may be planning to shop online for deals today. Well, Adobe Analytics is forecasting a record $6.6 billion day. This also could be a major cyber scam day. A new threat analysis report by cybersecurity firm Carbon Black says shipping notifications, holiday greeting e-cards, and online gift cards all can be portals for breaches today and through the holidays, so be warned. Time Inc. shares are up 9% in pre-market trading as the parent of Sports Illustrated and People Magazine is being bought by Meredith. Meredith owns Better Homes and Gardens, and Meredith's shares are up 5%. Gas prices are a touch lower this morning, down 3 cents a gallon on average nationwide to about $2.50 a gallon. Club store shopping makes you spend and eat more. A Dartmouth study finds that when you hit Costco, BJ's, or Sam's Club, everything's bigger, including what leaves your wallet and what goes in your mouth. Good for Texas, you know, everything's bigger in Texas. I'm Contessa Brewer this morning, and for Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name?
If you relentlessly push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, your name should reflect that. It should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of your annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica have transitioned to Leonardo. Inspired by one of history's greatest innovators, it's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Get the full story at leonardocompany.com/EN.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and this traffic update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Southeast Southwest Freeway getting through town. It's just been about the volume, especially coming off the 11th Street Bridge out toward the Case Bridge, but nothing reported along the way. George Washington Parkway commuters past the overlooks and down to the Key Bridge with the morning volume commute there. On the toll road, we did have a crash eastbound, inbound Dulles Toll Road after the Fairfax County Parkway, so remnants of that still a distraction. Dale City to Woodbridge, slow 95 north, that crash at Route 1. That's been cleared for some time. Now the Maryland Beltway, listen closely through Silver Spring College Park. Inner loop delays, which we normally don't have. So get ready if you take that trip out of Bethesda to Silver Spring, right near George Avenue to make the exit to 95 College Park. Focused on that cleanup of the crash, one lane now gets by to go north on 95. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also relieve muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running high pressure all over the place over the next few days. That's going to keep a lot of sunshine around and mild temperatures back into the forecast. Average high this time of year, 53. Today, with sunshine, any clouds around this morning will go away. We'll make it up to 59 later. Tonight, mainly clear, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, 61. And on Wednesday, more sun than clouds. Highs will be in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 40 degrees, 7:57 on WMAL.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy? Don't worry about it. Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Headaches and Migraines on Wednesday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, we have a new Miss Universe. That's exciting. And also, statistics from Black Friday sales. Some of you have outdone yourselves.
And by the way, Mick Mulvaney has arrived at the CFPB. He was carrying donuts, so that's a good sign. He'll convince a lot of people to like him instantly. Steve Moore joins us next as well. 8 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Today could be a decisive day in Virginia politics this year. The State Board of Elections is set to decide whether to certify the results of the race for the House of Delegates seat representing the 28th District.
The results of the House race for the seat representing Virginia's 28th District could determine which party controls the House. The State Board of Elections delayed certifying the results of the race over concerns that some voters were given the wrong ballots. Chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia, John Whitbeck, tells the Larry O'Connor Show if the board doesn't certify the results today,
we will file a writ of mandamus, which is a lawsuit.
Last week, a federal court threw out a request by Democrats to block the certification and said a new election may need to be held. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro Rail Red Line commuters, be aware, a four-mile stretch of the Red Line is currently shut down for the next 2 weeks for major track work. No trains are running between Silver Spring and Fort Totten. So who's the boss at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau? And that's more than just a rhetorical question. Two people may show up today, both insisting they're in charge. And one of them, Leandra English, has filed a lawsuit.
The stage is set here for a potential showdown. A source does tell CNN that Mick Mulvaney, the president's pick to lead this bureau, will show up for work later this morning. But this lawsuit filed last night says that the president has no authority to name Mulvaney as his pick, especially when someone else is already lined up.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Al Franken has finally spoken to the media for the first time since women started coming forward accusing him of inappropriate sexual contact.
Senator Al Franken said he was embarrassed and ashamed. He reached out to not only a local television station, but a paper and a radio station to give his ideas about what happened over the last few days, the allegations that he's facing. And he talked very frankly just about the ideas, what's been surrounding him for the last few days, and about how he wants to build a trust back in this state so people feel good with him representing them.
Correspondent Ryan Young. Michigan Congressman John Conyers, meanwhile, is stepping aside as the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee amid an ethics investigation into sexual harassment allegations against him.
While the 88-year-old says he looks forward to vindicating